4IQ and 4 Italy, Quebec on 6-1.
Storm and 4XL.
I have not made the inspection. I know my 160 antenna is still up. The rest of them I haven't even looked at. It's so wet out there. I'll probably later this afternoon, once things dry off just a little bit, I'll probably walk around and see if everything's still up. Well, how about you?
Do okay. My elevated vertical is leaning a little bit in the opposite direction that the wind was coming from. I used a couple little half hitches, double half hitch to hold it up. And I think I'm going to have to do something a little more permanent because it looks like they slipped a little bit. So we had a couple branches come down and a small pine tree. Still got to get the pine tree. It's about 30 feet long. Get the chainsaw out. Picked up a bunch of stuff out of the yard. And back to fighting N1MM problems. Everything was working yesterday. Come down to change a couple things for macros, make sure they work before I put them in the newsletter. And lo and behold, it's not working again. I hate Windows 10 audio switching stuff.
Yeah, things get changed on you, and, you know, it's just, you think you got codecs going to a decoder, and then the next thing it's going to the speakers or something. Yeah, that's the first thing. If I start having a problem with any of the audio, of course, I'm not using, I don't use any voice files on N1MM, but, you know, it's like on sound card modes and MMTTY, use a lot of codecs, that sort of thing. You never know when to get switched out. It's just aggravating. But, well, you'll figure it out. Sound like you already have. You just need to go fix it. But that's aggravating. I guess there's a reason they do that. I guess they try to make it user-friendly. People don't have to think, but in the process, they make it unfriendly. Oh, well. I'll have to go walk around and look at my antennas, just see if they're up. I got a call from Matt, WG4MC. One of his antennas came down, so I told him Friday I'd get with him and try to put it back up.
Done. We're practicing that social distancing pretty strongly. I think I've been out of the house twice in the last probably 3 or 4 weeks to be around anybody. And got a guy down here I offered to let him use my little 4-element 2-meter beam. He's got an HT and having trouble getting into Anderson and Pickens from down here. Said he used to, and now he can't. It's probably because of the foliage and stuff. So I said if he comes, I'd launch it for a couple of weeks to see if it worked before he went out and bought something or built something. I'd lend him mine. I'd put it out on there on the table, and he'd come by and pick it up. Don't even have to get around. Probably overkill, but it'd be old parts. Better to take chances or not take chances, I figure. Speaking of that, when I turn it back over to you, I don't know if you read your email about Bob ND7J. Those weren't pretty pictures either. And one last comment about N1MM. And the configure, they've got it set so it's going to the USB codec. And it's that way everywhere I can check, but it's still coming out of the speakers. I haven't figured this one out yet. I've been fiddling with it about 10 minutes. guess I'll have to take go run around outside for a bit and clear my mind before I put my fist through the monitor.
You'll figure it out. I have no doubt. Yeah. And then next time it happens, you know exactly where to go. I'm pretty much now, if anything like that happens, I know what to do and where to go look. I know when I first got into it, it just, well, what happened now? What, you know, it's just very frustrating. But that's the nature of the beast, I guess. And yeah, I knew about Bob. I talked to him pretty regularly. And I had talked to him last week and on the phone. So I was aware just a minute.
Quick old Yankee.
Hey, how's it going?
Going real well. Just cruising through Traveler's Rest. I was coming from my cabin up by Table Rock, but you can't get into Traveler's Rest via Gear Highway at the Echo Valley Recycling Center. There's a huge tree across both lanes of the road, and no passage whatsoever. So I had to backtrack, come via US 25, and but I'm into Greenville now. And I was just curious, what happened with Bob?
Yeah, email he sent out said he pulled a W4KA and he rode a 10-foot ladder back down to the ground. He's got, showed a picture of what looks like a broken wrist and several pins in his upper leg. So he's going to be laid up for a little while.
Gary here, just wanted to chime in and find out what happened with Bob. I've got 40 emails in my inbox that I haven't read yet, so it's probably in there. But just wanted to short-circuit the situation. And for IQ to take it, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Okay, Gary. Well, it's been a while since I talked to you. I hope you're doing all right. Sounds like you are. Except you can't get by. I guess you have to take the roundabout path. And you're braver than I am. I probably won't go driving today. I got to go to the grocery store tomorrow. So I'll be going tomorrow and be getting out. But other than that, we haven't been going anywhere like a lot of folks. But Bob, yeah, that was a fracture. You know, I used to be a registered rad tech. I worked in hospitals and stuff before CTs and x-rays. But I recognized that as soon as he showed it to me. I saw that picture last week, and he had two of them. But that is a fracture of the radius. It's very common. Especially with older people, when they go to fall, they'll put their hand out to break the fall. Well, what happens? It breaks what they call the distal part of the radius. And it's really common. Of course, he went down a long ways. But that, it's like a long plate with screws in it. And I asked him, boy, didn't that hurt? Because when he talked to me, he kind of indicated it wasn't that bad. But I think he probably underestimated what he was saying, because I can't imagine that not hurting really, really bad. He said his wrist was flopping around. I don't know. I think that would actually hurt. Anyway, they call that a Coles fracture, by the way. It's so common they even gave it a name. All right, back to you, Kevin.
Hold up, and you're exactly right. I do recognize it now that you say so. I was in a bad auto accident back in, when was it, 83. And besides a bunch of other things, broke my right radius. They did something similar in there, not up at the wrist, but in the middle of it. And I kept complaining about my wrist instead of the arm, and had a doc took an x-ray
of the rest, but it was actually broken just off the edge of the x-ray, and I kept complaining about it over and over and over, and he kept saying, use it, it'll get better. And arm no broke, and sent me home, and for a month I used it and drove a stick shift car and everything else, and went to another doc when I got back off leave and said, I think my arm's broke. He said, yep. Anyway, I hear some banging up above. I need to go see what the wife wants. Go ahead and pick it up, Gary. N4IQ and W4EY N4XL, be clear.
Okay, Kevin, 73. Well, have a great day and stay safe. And, yeah, I'm just in town here to pick up the dogs from Sabina. Maybe make a couple runs to some banks to make some deposits. Government's check was deposited into our account, so money is already flowing from the federal treasury, and I'll probably have to send it all back eventually in taxes, but anyways, I just wanted to let you know that. And so I'm on the road right now. There's some dark clouds there to the north, so I don't know if we're going to get more or not, but and lots of branches and leaves and whatnot down here in the neighborhood. 73 to Kevin, 73 Bill, this will be my last, and I'll be back out on the road probably in 10, 15 minutes. N4IQ, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Good for you, getting your check. I read somewhere or heard it that those checks are not taxable. Now, how true that statement is, I don't know, but I did see that somewhere. So maybe it won't put you, it won't affect you too much. And anyway, you all have a good day. Kevin, it's nice talking to you. Good luck with your M1MM. And I'm going to get out of here too. XYL's not down yet, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and walk Toby. Get a walk over with. It's windy, but it sure is nice out there. And I'm glad everybody survived the wind, the rain, and the tornadoes. W4EY, this is N4IQ.
Signal zero. I got some coax issues there, boy. I got issues with this cable, but hopefully, yeah, see, I didn't know. I know, I guess the nurses can get in here, so at least they can get here.
I think unless it has to be a tree down or something, I think the roads are pretty good. Low places might have some flooding. You sound all right in here. I mean, you're solid into the repeater.
Sometimes I think the rain inside there is water in there. I got a pinch bad count. I don't know if I changed 20 feet or I changed a whole 100 feet. I'm not sure. But I guess there's a flood advisor out for them. So I forgot what time. So I guess everyone just got to be careful.
Our rain came down really quick. We needed the rain, but we don't need any flooding. Well, I'm going to go walk my doggy here, so we'll catch you later. I'm going to go ahead and hook him up to Illusion and get out of here. So 73, but you sound fine. N4IQ.
Crazy pollies, you never know. I'm not sure where the pollies and how ours is. Just kind of watch out.
We got power here, so at least to our place, I think the lines are still up.
Just want to make sure everybody's okay. Okay, I'm clear.